We're going to visit with Chuck Hibbert here at the Nebraska Ag at the Crossroads Conference in Lincoln. Chuck is the new director of Extension in Nebraska and actually coming back to Nebraska after being gone for a few years. Chuck, tell us a little bit about your background and how you got back to this position.
Sure. Well, I'm a native of Lexington, Nebraska. I went to the University of Nebraska, spent some time in Oklahoma, then 12 years in western Nebraska at the Panhandle Research and Extension Center, most recently 5 years at Purdue University as Associate Dean and Director of Extension there, and then had a chance to come back to Nebraska, be part of UNL, part of the Institute of Ag and Natural Resources, started October 1st in my new role here.
Now, I know, as you said, 30 days on the job, so you're probably still kind of figuring out how everything's working again, but here in the state. But just wanted to ask you, your thoughts on Extension in Nebraska right now and kind of where things stand.
Yeah, UNL Extension is a strong program. We've got a lot of good things going, working with commercial agriculture, livestock, crop producers, people involved in wildlife management, local communities, all those kinds of things. And those are really important programs to Nebraska going forward. And we intend to be a player. We intend to be engaged and part of the conversation about how rural communities are going to go forward, how commercial agriculture is going to move forward. We've got a lot of momentum right now. We want to be part of that.
A lot of changes in Extension in the past few years. A lot of states have been forced to really downsize and make some big cuts, consolidations, and that type of thing. Nebraska's gone through some changes, too. What do you see going forward for the state?
Nebraska has downsized a little bit, although not near as much as some of the surrounding states. And we have tried to stay with that local presence, that county presence. We still have offices in 83 of our 93 counties. So that's important to us, and we want to be able to continue that local presence. But that doesn't mean it's business as usual in Nebraska. We are working on more focused areas, what we call spires. So, for example, crops for the future, beef production are two of our spires. And the idea is that in those areas, we're going to be really good. We're going to work hard to be really good and have the kind of expertise that we can really make a difference with our constituents.
Yeah, you mentioned in some comments here earlier, it's kind of a you can't really be a generalist anymore. You really got to start to focus.
Yeah, that's exactly right. If you're going to try and be an Extension educator who knows a little bit about a lot of things, you've just been replaced by Google or Wikipedia or one of those. We really need to focus and be experts. And, all these people have master's degrees or above. They've studied certain areas. They might have been an animal scientist, or they might have been in soil and water conservation, those kinds of areas. We need those people to really use their expertise to relate to ag producers and communities in ways that provide value to them.
I'm curious, your time spent in the East at Purdue, and what you've learned there that you might be bringing back to Nebraska.
One of the things that struck me right away when I moved to Indiana, very, very strong agricultural community, conservative, loyal, hardworking people that took care of their families and their communities, and just like Nebraska, so that part is no different. The thing I was really able to do in Indiana was to build very strong relationships with the commodity groups, with Farm Bureau, with other ag-oriented entities, state agencies, the lieutenant governor, governor's office, the people that really drive agriculture in Indiana. And those kind of relationships open doors. When we work together, when we understand each other's agenda, we can do things that we couldn't if we didn't do that. And so that's my goal here, is to be closely engaged with commodity groups, with state government and others that are very focused, very interested in commercial agriculture in Nebraska.